Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The proposal produces no meaningful reduction in the deficit or with inflation. Any suggestion otherwise is insulting to the intelligence of the American people.
Deb Fischer of Nebraska and other Republicans are pushing back against a $739 billion climate tax and health care package. The Congressional Budget Office acknowledged the bill's immediate effect on inflation would be negligible, but would decrease the deficit by roughly $300 billion. Democrat Ed Markey of Massachusetts called it the most significant investment in climate action in history.
This bill will not correct every economic injustice in our society or rectify the economic disparities between big oil billionaires and working families, but it starts a process that we absolutely need to level the playing field.
Democrats want to use the reconciliation process by passing a filibuster. The chamber is delaying its August recess to work on the measure into the weekend. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra officially declared the monkeypox outbreak a public health emergency 2 weeks after the World Health Organization did the same.
We're prepared to take our response to the next level in addressing this virus, and we urge every American to take monkeypox seriously.
Amid increased tensions with China over Taiwan, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says a planned intercontinental ballistic missile test launch has been delayed.
The lines of communication are still open with Beijing, and we're using those lines of communication.
The Pentagon also directed an aircraft carrier to remain in the area near Taiwan to keep an eye on recent test missile launches by China. Meanwhile, FBI Director Christopher Wray says the nation is facing many criminal and national security threats.
Whether it's gangs terrorizing a neighborhood, well-known trigger pullers who keep finding their way back out onto the streets, robbery crews graduating from carjackings to aggravated assaults, and worse, the violent crime problem is real.
During the oversight hearing, Senator Ted Cruz slammed his boot on the table as he questioned Ray about an alleged FBI list of symbols affiliated with extremist groups.
Also included on this is a text that I was particularly struck, is the Gonzales battle flag. Come and take it. As indicative of being a violent extremist militia. Well, I will self-report right now that every day in the Senate I wear my boots that have the Gonzales battle flag on the back of them. Director Ray, what are y'all doing?
Ray said he was not familiar with the document. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making waves for suspending a state attorney general who pledged to not prosecute people under the state's new 15-week abortion ban.
When you flagrantly violate your oath of office, when you make yourself above the law, you have violated your duty. You have neglected your duty.
DeSantis also condemned Andrew Warren for his support of gender-affirming treatment for trans minors. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.